Hello, it's Niall McIntyre here from Sports Show. On this week's podcast, we're joined by Ciarán Molloy, Cara Finn and Galway footballer, and I hope you enjoy the chat. Okay, so Ciarán Molloy, Cara Finn, Galway footballer and potential all-star is on the line. Ciarán, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me now.
How are you getting on?
Good, no complaints.
Good stuff. Well, it's a month on from the All-Ireland now, Ciarán. I suppose, have you gotten over it? It was sort of a strange one in that maybe you surprised a few people in getting there and you performed well on the day, but still obviously disappointing not to win it on the day, I suppose.
Yeah, look, I'd say we did surprise a few people, but I don't think we surprised ourselves in getting there. I think we knew we had the players to get there. It's just it didn't go our way for us on the day. You know, like Kerry are a great outfit. They've been there for 3 years, so it was always going to be tough trying to get over the line.
Yeah, exactly. And when you do look back on the year, there definitely is a lot of positives to take. You kind of maybe took a step back over the COVID. You were disappointing a bit, but this year, something sort of seemed to click for you.
Yeah, look, I think we got a bit of better structure in the camp and, you know, there's a bit more buy-in and stuff. And I think when we put our minds to it, you know, we done as well as we expected ourselves to be doing.
What was it like when you were struggling? I suppose the team just goes off form. Like, what was it? Like, were you able to sort of put your finger on it as a group? And how did you sort of get it? Like, what clicked this year?
Obviously at the end of the year, every county team have a sit down and stuff like that. And we just had a sit down with everyone and we kind of discussed what we think we needed as players and the management discussed what they needed as management. And, you know, we went from there and we built from there and, you know, everyone bought in and, you know, we were just open and honest with each other, basically.
Yeah, everyone did seem to buy in and you did seem to sort of change your style a small bit this year. And like your role, yourself and Dylan McHugh were kind of sitting back a bit and you definitely seemed more confident in your system. Like, how did you find that kind of a role?
I didn't mind it. Like, you know, you're told where to play and you're told what to do and you just go out and do it to the best of your ability. And if you can bring your own flair to it, you bring your own flair to it. Like, but, you know, when you have the structure there, it's very easy build off the structure, so it's.
Yeah, and you did bring your own flair to it at different times, definitely, like bombing up the field. I think you bombed up a bit more than Dylan, but it's definitely a part of your game that, like, I suppose you've nearly always had that, like the kind of the fitness and the willingness to sort of get up the field.
Yeah, well, look, you know, our job is to bring the ball up the field and get it to the forwards to, you know, do the damage, like, and if we tack on a point ourselves, it's great, like, but we have to get the ball up from the backs as fast as possible, so.
Have you always had an engine, like, on your playing, even when you were a young lad, was that kind of the strongest part of your game? Like, you never seem to get too tired, really, even when it's tough going.
Well, I didn't really start taking football seriously till I was around 17, like, so kind of underage, you were just playing it for fun, like, and then kind of realised, you know, I can do a bit more. And then as I got older, I was just, you know, started focusing more and just trying a lot harder, like. But at a young age, no, it was just for fun. Like, I didn't take too much notice of whether I had an engine or not or playing. I was always a fairly a hyper child, we'd call it.
So how do you mean? You kind of, you weren't taking it too seriously when you were younger. You kind of just, you went to the field.
12, 13, and 14, like, I was just playing it for the sake of playing it. Like, I was playing other sports as well, like, so it was just playing it for the sake of playing it, like, when I was underage.
And did you play on any Galway teams underage, or when did you kind of get the breakthrough there?
I played a bit of Ted Webb, I think, and it's kind of when I got to minor. I was 18 playing minor, yeah, and then I was playing 3 years under 21 after that, and that's kind of when I started getting serious with Cara Finn as well. And college and everything kicked in then as well, like, so kind of just, it happened all at once, really.
Right, so when you were younger, what other sports were you playing?
I was hurling, golfing, swimming. I think that was about it. So I was kind of playing all the four of them in the 1 year, like, so. And soccer as well, yeah, I was playing with soccer too, so.
Did Gaelic football kind of, like, did that just become your favourite one, or did you realise that was the one you were best at?
It just took over. It just took over, really, like, you know, when you're getting involved with more and more teams, like, you know, you're playing with the minors, you're playing with the under-21s, and it just, you know, you couldn't really do it, you couldn't do it all, like, so. Just took over from there.
A lot of lads, like, they're kind of, they're mad into it from a young age. Like, have you a family background in Gaelic games, like, or playing with Cara Finn or anything like that?
No, not really. Like the brother and the cousins, they played underage as well, like, but never really had any big role model within the family, you'd say, that was playing club or playing intercounty or anything like no.
Cara Finn, there seems to be a great, like I'd say there was no better club really to go to as a youngster. It seems to be, isn't Frank Morris the man there? And it seems to be all about enjoyment, especially in the underage.
Yeah, well, like Frank gave you the basic skills and like, you know, you've done the basics very well with Frank. And he always knew everyone was going to get bigger and everyone's going to get stronger. Like, but once you have the basic skills, when it came to Frank, he was happy. Like he always said to us, like, you know, like winning isn't everything. You win when you get to minor and under 21, like, it's just learning how to play the game first.
Right. So you'd have learned a lot then, I suppose, from lads like him and from that sort of a setup in Cara Finn that probably stands to you still even today.
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely.
After the All Ireland, you're probably used to it of all lads, Kieran. You've nearly over a few years you've been going from one to the other, whether it's college, club or county. And now from losing the All Ireland final, you're kind of straight back in with the club. So like how is that getting back in? Like, can it be tough at times or how do you find it?
Oh, like, no, the lads in the club, they're very welcoming back. And, you know, they gave the management gave your time away, let you have your whatever it was. I think it was 2 weeks we had off.
Okay.
So, you know, it was great to come back to the club and see all the boys again and back playing again.
I was talking to Garrod Hegarty last week. He was kind of talking about, you know, he said they're nearly different sports playing with the county and the club. It's obviously, it's different for you, Kieran, like with Cara Finn being such a high performance, like I suppose one of the best clubs in the country, really. Even at that level, like how does it compare the kind of the setup between in Cara Finn and in Galway? Say the preparation you're doing, like do you have to put a lot more in with the county, or how does that compare?
The county takes up an awful lot more of your time. You know, you're obviously doing more video analysis and stuff, and like, you know, there'll be probably a few more gym sessions, but like the training is training, like it's just as intense whether it's with Cara Finn or Galway. Like, you know, it's just, you're giving more time to the county, like, and you're basically more time with the Galway lads than you are with your club lads.
How do you find that? Like, it is a lot of pressure on county players. You have to be on form maybe 4 or 5 days a week, you know, training, whether it's a gym session, whether it's county. Like, does that get tough at times, or how do you find that?
Like, I'd say it will get tough at times. Like, you know, I don't think too much about it. So I just go train and do what I can and train. And like, you know, you want to be performing, obviously, to be making a team or making a 26, you know. So when you go to train, like, I don't know whether people go out of form or not, like, but for me, it's just, I go train and I try my best, basically, to train.
Yeah, you don't seem to have gotten too many injuries over your career. I suppose that's a big part of it as well. Like, you've managed to stay fit for the last few years.
Yeah, not getting injuries is huge. Like, obviously, injuries for club and county, like, they you know, they can really derail it at, like, you know, unfortunately there, Sean McCurran, he first came back with the college there last year and he done his kneecap, like, and for lads like him, like, it's often hard to get a clean run at a full season at intercounty. Like, and other lads just picking up niggles, like, but I have been lucky in the fact I just don't seem to get injured that all too often, like.
A lot of that, I suppose, gym work is probably a big part in avoiding stuff like that.
Yeah, gym work would be a big part in avoiding muscle injuries, like, but then, you know, some lads could, they could just roll the ankle, like, or, you know, they could be 2-3 weeks out of training and that just breaks from any momentum they had. Like, and it can be very tougher as, you know, get back into the way they were before.
What's it like now? Like, you're back in with the club, the early rounds of the championship. It's obviously, it's different to playing maybe in an All-Ireland semi-final in Croke Park and All-Ireland finals. And like, how do you find, is there a bit more freedom when you're playing with the club, or is it a bit more kind of like, can you find, does it be more enjoyable maybe to have that bit of freedom after the pressure that comes with being a county player? How are you finding it?
Well, like, you know, everyone loves playing with their club, like, you know, you do have a little bit more freedom, like, when you're on the ball and stuff like that, but still, you know, you're playing the game much the same way, like, you know, it's probably not as intense, which gives you more time to be thinking on the ball. But no, it's just as enjoyable, like, all the same.
For now, for the next few months, it's kind of, it's all focus on the club. So how's Everton going with Cara Finn?
Yeah, it's all good. Obviously, you know, we're always learning every game to game, learning. So it's going good. It was great to get back in playing with the Red Sox.
Have you a new management team in this year? Or was it last year?
We got Kevin Johnson as manager this year, yeah.
Right, so it's a first time kind of away. Kevin O'Brien was obviously with you for a long time, but Are you down a few men, or have you? You've a few young lads coming in, haven't you? You've had lads on Galway under 20 teams and so on.
Yeah, we have a good few young lads coming in there, right, kind of around the 19, 20, 21 mark, like, and, you know, they are making a big difference in training. And it's, you know, it's, you need young lads coming through that keep pushing the likes of me or anyone around my age. You know, it's great competition for places, so it's.
At the top level of the club game now, like, it's kind of, the split season is sort of slightly different this year in that, you know, there's a longer time given to the club, and maybe you'll have longer off now out of the county scene. Like, are you a fan of that?
Well, like, you know, it's good to have a split season. Like, you're not overlapping on games. Like, I suppose in the past, I've had a few freak kind of overlaps, but no, it should be good for players. It'll give them time away and it'll give them a break between each season. Like, so it is good.
Yeah, you definitely did have a few freak overlaps back in the day. Like, did you find them frustrating at times? There was times there where it was you two matches in the one day, and were you ever just like, God, it's tough to keep all this up?
Ah, yeah, look, it wasn't tough to keep it up, but look, it probably wasn't fair, really. Like, I think it was just poor planning on whoever was making the decision to put the games on the same day. Like, you know, it felt like it wasn't very fair. But look, that's over with now. We can't do much about it.
You've been on the go for nearly 5 or 6 years, like, between club, county. There's been no real break. Is there ever a time where you'd, like, maybe look at friends who are heading off abroad or stuff like that, and you're like, do you know, geez, I could do a break from football, or I could do a few months off. Like, or how do you keep it going?
Well, look, you would to a degree, like, but, you know, it's basically a part of your life now at this stage. Like, so it's just, you know, it's what people choose to do. So, like, I choose to go back maybe 2 weeks after or 3 weeks after, whatever it is each time. And, like, you know, downtime can really affect players in their, like, you know, if they had a great season and then if they take too much time off, you know, it might hinder their performance with the next team. Like, but no, for me, like, me personally, I just, you know, it's part of my life. You just, you know, you're back doing it. And yes, you get your holidays as well when you can. Like,
when you were a young lad, you mentioned you were playing so many sports there, hurling, golf, all that. Like, was it the enjoyment of Gaelic football that really kind of attracted you to it and got you going into it?
Well, like, you know, when I was playing football, I was playing with lads that were in the same school as me, and, you know, there's another school up the road, like, you know, we're always friends there, and we all kind of just went to football at once. Like, you know, golf is obviously an individual sport, and hurling was kind of the other side of the parish. So, like, you know, you weren't playing with too many lads you knew. So it was just kind of football took over because your friends were playing football. Like,
what club did you play hurling with?
It was Ceylon.
Did you enjoy that?
It was good crack for the year, all right. Yeah. You know, they used to have lads coming into the primary schools, you know, playing hurling and stuff like that, and they'd ask us to come down training and stuff. So I went playing for a year.
Like, Páirc Joyce really seemed to get Galway. He really got you, like, motoring this year, and you seemed to, from that win beating Mayo in the Connacht final, you really seemed to sort of kick on. Like, I suppose, like, what type of a manager is he, Kieran?
Probably, no, he's a very good manager, so he's straight to the point. He doesn't beat around the bush, and, like, you know, me personally, I appreciate that. Like, you know, just say it as it is.
Would he have been a man that you'd have looked up to now? Like, you said you weren't maybe mad into football when you were a young lad, or would you still have followed Galway, like, back when he was playing?
I really wouldn't have followed Galway even when he was playing. Like, you know, I've obviously seen the highlight reels and stuff like that. But no, I wouldn't actually have followed any of them, like any of the players or anything like that back in 98 or 01.
Like, if there's other counties playing nowadays, do you follow it? Like, because it's interesting, most lads would be, they'd be nearly mad into Gaelic football, couldn't get enough of it. Like, or do you watch other counties playing now, or do you kind of just play it yourself and take a break from it then?
Yeah, I kind of just play it myself and take a break from it. Like, you know, it involves nearly, I don't know how many hours out of your week. Like, and so if there was matches on, I wouldn't really watch it too much. If you had to do video analysis, I'd do video analysis, but I wouldn't really sit down and watch a match on.
Listen, that's brilliant, Kieran. Thanks a million for that. And the very best of luck in the club season with Cara Finn.
So, night. Cheers. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks to Kieran for that. We'll be back next week for another sit down.